Good morning. You're listening to WILL AM 580. Stay tuned. International news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 9 o'clock. But first, with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Chris, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says that U.S. business investment barely inched ahead in March. Orders for non-defense capital goods, excluding aircraft, rose 0.2% last month. Overall orders for durable goods decreased 5.7%. The government is set to release first quarter economic growth figures on Friday. This morning, Statistics Canada released its estimate for 2013 acreage. The all-wheat number comes in at 26.6 million acres. That's an expansion of more than 12% with the spring wheat a significant part of that. And then on the canola side, 19.1 million acres. That is a decrease from a year ago where producers in Canada put on in the ground 21.5 million acres. Also this morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 116,000 metric tons of soybeans to unknown destinations during the 2013 and 14 marketing year. The marketing year for soybeans began on September the 1st. We are in the midst of our spring pledge period. And if there's one thing that I know, it's this, is that timely market analysis, if we can keep up with the markets and be on the radio for you every day in a changing market environment and provide you what we learn and provide you the information that you receive from 21 analysts each week, and all the weather that we provide from our five meteorologists that we have working for us, if we can do all of that, we believe that you will have the tools you need that can help your bottom line, that can put more money in your back pocket. And that is what this service has been built on over the years. It's a service meant to serve you, to bring you dependable and solid marketing information that you can use today, tomorrow. We're here 365 days a year for you. If this service is of value to you, won't you please consider right now going to the phone? Give us a call at 217-244-9455 and say, yes, we believe in what you do. We use the information that you provide, and it is of a benefit to us. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. Alongside is Les Schulte, and Les, I mentioned a few things that we do on here, but we do all kinds of things that bring additional value.
Well, I think that's one of the great things that we do and that we put into this service, like our Ag e-newsletter. It's just one example. Our Ag e-newsletter, it's free, and it's chock full of fundamental and technical information that can improve your business bottom line. What's the value of that? I mean, ours is free. You don't have to pay anything for it.
I know that number. That's a zero.
But, for example, if you had to pick up a newsletter, newsletter somewhere, the Doan Report, for example, is $94 a year. The Washington Agricultural Record is $65 a year. The Weekly Weather and Crop Bulletin is $45 a year. And if you use the services here at WILL and our Ag Services, we have the information that might consist of four or five newsletters that you might get. And we're just asking you to put a value on this service and then make a pledge of support, whether that be at $52 a year, maybe $120 a year, $10 a month. The number to call is 217-244-9455, or if you'd rather do that online, go to willpledge.org. Also, to encourage you to do that, we have an Ag Fund Challenge going on. We have a group of loyal businesses who've gone together, and they put this challenge fund together. If we hear from 150 pledges that mention ag as one of the services they appreciate here at WILL, they will add $3,700.
Wow.
That's $3,700.
That's huge.
To our pledge total, and it is huge. And we don't want to miss out on that. We want to thank Stuart Peterson, branch office of Champaign, for participating in this challenge fund, to encourage you to join them right now, to follow their lead, and call 217-244-9455 or make a pledge online at willpledge.org.
Let's go ahead and get the latest for agricultural weather with meteorologist Drew Leonard.
Crop damaging cold has occurred again this morning across U.S. hard red winter wheat country from western Texas and the Texas Panhandle through western and northern portions of Oklahoma into southern Kansas. Some of the cold this morning was the most significant seen since early April, and the odds are good that damage was more significant this time around relative to that of recent past freezes. This is just the one in a series of freezing events that have damaged some of the hard red winter wheat country. And even though we won't be able to fully assess the losses there for a few weeks, there is a strong probability that the cumulative impact of all the freezes reported in the month of April are going to reduce the size of this year's crop without a doubt. We did see temperatures this morning as low as the upper teens across parts of the Texas Panhandle, extreme southwestern portions of Kansas. We saw temperatures as cold as 24 degrees. We saw temperatures as cold as 24 degrees at Lubbock, Texas, 26 at Hobart, Oklahoma, which is in the southwest part of the state, and we saw a number of other readings in the middle and upper 20s across northwestern Oklahoma and southern sections of Kansas. Well, the heart of the Midwest will not be as cold as once thought earlier this week. The cold air is going to stay mostly out in the plains and moderate over the next few days. The odds are relatively good that we'll encounter a bit of a improving trend here with warmer temperatures across a big part of the Midwest as we move forward through the weekend and into early next week. The temperatures will get into the 60s and 70s across a big part of the Midwest, and because of that, we'll likely see a rise in soil temperatures and perhaps even a firmer topsoil over time. One of the regions that is disfavored for significant precipitation over the next 5 days or so is the very same region that was too wet last week, including northern portions of Illinois, southeastern Iowa, portions of southwestern Michigan, and northwestern Indiana. Some of these areas are advertised to receive less than a half inch of moisture between now and this time next week. I happen to believe that that may be a little bit too light, but we should be able to go through a fair amount of the weekend without encountering a lot of precipitation in the region. There will be an opportunity for some field work to occur across the Midwest over this coming week. I certainly don't want to make it sound like it's going to rain frequently across the region, but we do have a number of areas that are in flood or have saturated soil, and it's going to be difficult for aggressive field work to take place. Once the temperatures get into the 60s and 70s, we'll see better conditions for drying across the region, and as we move forward through the weekend and into next week, we should be able to see a little more field progress taking place each day. Another cold front is expected to move across the Midwest early next week, and that system is now advertised to become a cutoff low-pressure system aloft as we move into the middle part of next week. If it verifies, it'll be cloudy and showery across a big part of the Midwest from mid to late week next week, adding more reason for concern about field access. I personally think the upper-level low-pressure system is not being handled real well today. It is probably going to evolve, but it will probably not fester as long as the models are suggesting. And we will be back into the fields eventually. But underneath that upper level low will be cloudiness and some showers occurring across the region on a fairly frequent basis. We'll expect temperatures to stay somewhat mild or turn milder once again once that upper level low evolves. In the meantime, the Red River Basin of the North will likely see serious flooding over the next several days as temperatures in the 60s and 70s occurred there as well. And that will melt most of the region's snow cover, which runs 20 to 30 inches in some locally greater amounts, and it'll all melt all at once, along with some of the southern Canadian prairies region. The floodwaters in all of these areas will become rather significant. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's look and see how futures are trading in Kansas City. May wheat, 736 and three quarters, down a half. May wheat in Chicago, 695 and a half, now 96, down one and a half. May corn, 644, up five and a half. December at 526, up three and a quarter. May beans, 1422 and a half, up two and three quarters. November are 11.92 and a quarter, down 4. May soybean meal, 4.13, up 1.30. May soybean oil, 48.73, now 75, up 16. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
You're one of the businesses, Risk Management Commodities, that are part of this Ag Challenge, the $3,700 pot. Why did you feel it necessary or important to do that?
Well, I think that the range of material, and like you said, the weather forecasts and all the variable material that you get is really worth supporting. And I think that the community out there needs a good, unbiased source of guidance, and we try to be part of that.
217-244-9455 is the number to call. Market continues to grind lower, even though corn is at the moment up. We did see new lows in the July.
We sure did. I think realistically we've got a cross current of issues. As we talked last week, the spreads have been relatively firm, but the price action has been defensive. I think we've got two or three things to look at right now in the corn market. One is, first and foremost, is option expiration on Friday. After that, we've got first notice day on the futures next Tuesday, I believe, on the 30th. And then maybe more importantly is going to be the weather forecasts. The two different major models, the European and the American models, seem to have diverged over the last couple of days. If we verify and we get moisture deep into next week, I think the market's going to get a really strong tone. And if the trade has its bias and it'll get planted someday, then we'll continue to be defensive. And there's no definition in between those.
It's amazing how this year is setting up to be like last year.
You know, I think the mindset has set up, but I think the weather is completely different, and I think the trade is having difficulty rearranging the cards, so to speak, to line up with the possibility that we could have an extremely wet and slow year versus an extremely dry and fast year.
Old crop beans continue to grind sideways in their long-term channel dating back all the way to last November, new crop beans making new lows again.
Mm-hmm. I think there's still a little bit of concern about the tightness of old crop beans available for crushing. I've heard some reports of some places saying, if you bring me beans, I will sell you meal. But if you just want meal, don't bother. I think the inventory is tight. South America is kind of clogged up for the time being. And I think that's going to be the situation at least for the next 30 or 45 days.
So what are you telling your clients these days?
For the most part, we're buying puts on new crop corn and beans both. Some cash sales are possible, and we're probably holding back on re-ownership until we see a little bit more significant weather situation develop.
What are you going to make of the basis over the next 2 months?
You know, the basis in beans could probably stay really, really hot. I think the spreads in corn could get hotter than they are right now, but when you've got an inverse of a dollar in old crop, new crop corn, it's hard to push it much further. The bean basis, I'm already hearing the $1, $1.10 over in Decatur. That market is really tight, and the basis seems to be doing the hard lifting.
Is it that they can't source beans against what they need, or what? I mean, besides crushers, who needs the beans right now?
I would say that's the primary source. Exports are usually pretty good. I would expect that tomorrow morning we would see a pretty reasonable meal export number. Mm. I don't know what the beans are going to be, but right now the exports and meals seem to be besting beans on a pretty regular basis.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana, one of just 21, well, not just, one of 21 different analysts that come on our air each and every week to provide you a wide variety of opinions looking at the marketplace. Each of these analysts have different strengths. Some of them are fundamentalists. Some of them are technical people. Some of them have a blend of talents. But all together, when you add it all up and you hear the wide variety of opinion, you are able to make a value choice less.
That's right, Dave. And having these different experts, and these are people who know their business.
They really are.
They really have been in this business a long time. And sometimes they give you different opinions on things, and that's what we think our goal is here at WILL and WILL Ag, is to give you the tools you need to make your own decisions for your business. And we think that's a real value, and we hope that you put a value on it also, and call 217-244-9455 or go to willpledge.org. We have the Ag Fund Challenge going on. There's $3,700, $3,700 in this Ag Challenge to hear from 150 people who will make that pledge of support. Mention that Ag is one of the services you truly appreciate, you really appreciate. And we can add that $3,000, almost $4,000 to our pledge total. We're running a little slow. We're at 117 pledges to go. Let's see if we can knock off 50. Let's say 40 of those that today. 217.
All right, Les. Putting down the gauntlet.
I'm throwing it down, Dave.
You're listening to WILL AM 580, and it's 9:06.